There were major setbacks and major villains, but each and all were vanquished, trod into the mud of the maze by a deeper, mightier vitality that came from desperation and the will to live. Soon it was just a naked force bigger than the sum of its parts, bigger and stronger and, somehow, more mature, ready at last to evolve into something else. A city. "And then," I said, interrupting, "came Weiss." The leader broke off his rhetoric and eyed me narrowly. After a moment, he nodded. "Yes," he said, "Weiss and his band of animals. And now the whole process has begun all over again." I snorted. The people seemed behind him on the bridge a few weeks back, against the project director, no less. "The people don't understand him. They don't know what he is. They don't see what you want them to see." There was a murmur of anger through the bunch holding me. A couple of them increased the intensity of their grips. Even the leader was affected. His poise busted at last. "Weiss and his crew are a band of cutthroats and hoodlums who would do anything to take control and hold it. Anything!" He stared angrily at me for several seconds before resuming. "We know that you know Weiss, that you have dealings with him. But we had hoped that from what we had heard about you in the past, and from..." He glanced briefly at Eyes. "And from other sources, that you are not the type of man to be helping such a brigand. Not if we could make you see what he was. If you only knew..." "If I only knew," I shouted, appalled. "If I only cared, you mean?" That froze him. He started to speak, stopped. He looked suddenly unsure, uprooted. He stared at me. "But if... what do you..." "Finish this," I barked, "one way or the other." He continued to stare at me a long time. No one else. The rest couldn't look. They looked away. But the leader seemed welded to me. Damn it, I knew what he was about. It made sense. Borglund gave me a ship. Weiss would hardly throw in for free. But who the hell was I to cut out his piece? I didn't blame this man. I didn't blame him, or Eyes, or his people. I wouldn't have stood for it either. They were right to oppose this sort of bullying. But goddammit, that didn't mean they were right. He broke the gaze at last. He looked at his feet. The long fingers intertwined, writhing incestuously. He looked pale and pitiful, and damn him. "Let him go," he said. They did, reluctantly, then warily, then carefully. I made no moves when they set me down. I even gave them a chance to back away before standing. The leader hadn't moved. I looked at Eyes, saw she had gone. They were just eyes now.